It is time for our forecast with Pat Pagano, and we'll bring in Mr. Pagano on this beautiful spring morning. Good morning, Pat.
Yeah, and you'll have to bring your beautiful umbrella.
You know, it was a nice spring morning yesterday and a nice spring morning this morning.
You like the rain, don't you?
Well, I like it when it's warm. You know, I like that. But it was...
Then you're not going to like today, because we're going to be falling right back in it through the 60s and into the 50s.
That's okay. That's all right.
During the day today.
That's late in the day.
Well, after 3. Yeah. And then tonight, clear and nippy, 40s.
Yes,
45 to 50.
But then tell me what's going to happen like on Sunday and Monday.
We'll be back in the 80s, but let's not skip over Friday. Sunny to partly cloudy, low 70s. Cloudy with late showers Saturday, mid 70s. And then partly sunny, warm, more humid, middle 80s on Sunday, low 80s on Monday, and then it'll cool off again on Tuesday.
So it'll be nice sleeping weather tonight.
Tonight's going to be, nippy, 45 to 50. How do you like that?
That's good. I still got my big plants outside. We still got time before I have to move them in.
I think so. Definitely. Yeah. And that's it. We're looking to see if Humberto forms in the eastern Bahamas. They are going to be sending a plane in there to investigate. All indications are that it will, and we'll have to watch it. Now, it's interesting because most of the modeling, not doing much with it, but guess which model is?
The Euro.
Got it.
What's the Euro doing with it?
The Euro, again, parallels the Florida coast offshore, brings it northward, and then swings it almost north-northwestward toward New England.
Towards where?
New England.
I thought you said that.
And wait till you hear this scenario. Now, the Euro is doing this by the end of next week. And as that system pulls out by the end of next week, it has another one off the Florida coast. That's the end of its forecast period. So it is actually trying to suggest that there's going to be two tropical systems trying to come up the East Coast next week. So we'll be watching.
Uh-oh, I'm getting a bad feeling here, Pat.
Yeah, I'm not reading into it.
Well, you can't read into it because otherwise you'd be like the president.
Yeah.
You know, the picture that of a drawing, if I was the president and I was going to draw a cone on, you know, like that, or if I worked for the president, I was going to do that, I would have spent a little extra time. With all you can do with Photoshop, you could have completely redone that map to make it look like a National Weather Service map. You could have completely redone it with Photoshop.
You could, but that's also tampering.
It's against the law. It's against the law. Well, it was against the law what they did with it anyway.
Yeah, that's true. You're right.
So if you're going to break the law, break the law. So, am I going to steal? Am I going to go to a bank, hold it up for $150, or am I going to go to the bank and hold it up for $1 million?
That's right. So my point is, okay, so it's against the law. So what's going to get done about it?
Nothing.
Thank you.
Nothing. Nada. If that were you and I, we'd be in the hoosegow by now. I just gave a word that probably most people don't know.
Right.
The hoosegow. Remember that? Hoosegow.
No, what is that?
It's like jail. Yeah. The hoosegow. You'll be in jail. You'll be in the hoosegow.
Yeah. So, yeah, you're right. So, the last thing I need to do is get weather involved with politics, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Here we go. The hoosegow is a term for jail. The word is from Mexican Spanish juzgo, a jail, which came from juzgado, or tribunal, or courtroom. So that's where a hoosegow comes from.
Huh?
My grandmother always used to say that. You keep that up, I'm going to put you in the hoosegow.
Oh, okay.
And I was in the hoosegow many times as a kid. But you know what my grandmother also had? A cat and nine tail.
Oh, yeah, my dad had that.
I once did something very, very wrong, And I was wearing jeans, thank God. I was 10 years old, and I got a quick snap of that through the jeans. I never, ever, ever, ever did that thing again. What I did, never. Because I looked down to my right buttocks, and it had a welt on it for a week.
Yeah,
could you imagine,
I mean,
doing that?
You kind of wonder if that's what it takes today.
Well, could you
discipline kids?
Could you imagine if that happened today?
Forget it.
That's right. She'd been in jail.
Yeah. Your children would be taken away from you, right?
Unbelievable.
That's true. Yeah.
And it used to hang right there in the kitchen, so it was right at her beck and call.
So just reminding you, stay in line.
Pat, you didn't have to be reminded once. You got one little thing, you know. In high school, you know, in the gym, how kids always screw it with the towels and they snap the towels.
Yeah.
That once you get hit with a cat and nine tail, the snapping of the towels doesn't mean anything.
I hear you.
There wasn't anything that would scare me.
Yeah, my dad, like I said, my dad had it, but thank God he never had to use it on us.
Well, that's because you didn't have a Hungarian grandmother.
Right,
exactly. Who didn't take kindly to lies.
No, we definitely had 2 feet in one shoe as kids. There's no doubt about it.
Well, anyway, so we've got, will we have thunderstorms today at all or anything like that?
There could be an isolated thunderstorm. Absolutely no problem.
But all that coming up in the afternoon?
Depends. There's one wave after another. I would think the most likely time would be afternoon, but as far as showers, any time. So you may want to bring along the umbrella.
No, I'll bring along a smile. Let a smile be my umbrella, Pat.
Yes, on a rainy, rainy day.
On a rainy day, or on a rainy, rainy day. All right. Well, so that's what the weather looks like. And so we really should watch out for those possible tropical events within the next 10 days, right?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. You know, it's definitely going to do something. What it will do remains to be seen. But we'll keep you posted. We'll be tracking that.
Does this portend at all? Like, I mean, the hurricane that came up the coast, that was a lot like a nor'easter already by the time it went by us.
You're right. And that's generally what happens at this time of the year. So there may be more of that next week.
Well, we'll see what happens, Pat. You know, I mean, we just wait and see.
Yeah, that's all we could do, Marshall. You're absolutely right. And I'll wait and see, too, how things go this afternoon, because there's a lot going on.
All right. Well, I want you to relax, though, and remember, your sidewalk is done.
No, it's not.
No, it's not yet.
No, it's going to be redone all over. They're coming, I think, next weekend. They're going to rip it all out and start all over.
Tell me tomorrow why, all right?
Okay.
All right, I'm sorry about that.
Thank you.
All right, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
All right, Marshall.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check out our tri-state forecast and an update on his sidewalk.